God's word is a fire in my bones,
and I cannot keep it in.
We are not building an institution or a program.
We are building the kingdom of God.
This is Do Not Keep Silent.
Good evening. This is Do Not Keep Silent. My name is Jason Azurek, your host for the program. Katie Erickson's in the studio with me. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing great.
I was going to say Steve. That was not the right word.
I don't know where that came from.
I don't either.
I am nothing like Steve.
No, you're not. You're not at all.
I like to think I don't look like him or sound like him.
Right. Friends, so Katie Erickson's here, author, blogger, speaker for Worldview Warriors. Glad she's with us tonight. Tonight we're going to be digging into Ecclesiastes 8, 2 through 10. We've done this a little bit, but wanted to dig even more into it. And so we hope you're going to get something out of this. Again, it's about obeying the king. But before we get to that, Katie, how about you just share very briefly about your book?
All right. I've recently released my third book that I've written. And this one is called God is Good: Reflections on the Book of Judges. And it's basically a study through the entire biblical book of Judges.
Yeah.
So I go through the whole book in just little sections at a time, you know, to kind of share what's going on historically in all of those passages and how they relate to our lives today. You know, because these events happened thousands of years ago, but they are still applicable because, you know what? God is the same God back then as he is today.
Yeah.
So a lot of the things still apply, and there's a lot of lessons that we can learn from the people of Israel as they went through the time period of the judges.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can find this resource at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Be able to click the link right there, take you to it. You can get your copy. If you're on Kindle, you get it today.
You can. It'll get delivered immediately.
Yes. And if you get paperback, it'll probably be a few days. I really don't know. I don't really worry about that stuff. But you'll be able to get that there. No problem at all. Again, worldviewwarriors.org. Click the tab there for God is Good. It'll take you to where you can find those. Again, Kindle and paperback, it's available on. Now, Katie, you've been writing about the book of Ecclesiastes, well, the whole year, I think.
Yeah, since beginning of January 2020.
Yes, so 2020 has been the year of Ecclesiastes, which is kind of perfect when you start thinking about it with how fun this year has been.
Right?
It's
meaningless.
Kind of like
meaningless.
Ecclesiastes year.
Kind of, yeah, which is funny because, you know, I'd planned on writing through Ecclesiastes, you know, before any of this craziness of 2020 actually, like, started happening.
Right.
So, yeah, it's always fun when God works things out like that, you know?
This isn't fun, but it's okay. So, again, friends, find us at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Tonight we're going to look at Ecclesiastes 8, 2 through 10.
So this section of Ecclesiastes in my Bible has the little, you know, subtitle for that section that says, Obey the King. And my first thought was, of course, well, that doesn't really apply. You know,
right.
We don't have a king today, you know, at least not here in the United States. So the thing is, though, that many of the principles in this section really do apply to our leaders in general. So we don't just want to gloss over this and saying, oh, we don't have a king, move on. No, all of God's word is relevant for our lives in some way. So this section of Ecclesiastes 8 Verse 2 starts out by showing us that we should obey the authorities over us because we desire to honor and obey God. So as a follower of Jesus, we have pledged ourselves to follow him, which means we should also follow those in authority over us because that honors God. And we've written about that idea in particular other places on the Worldview Warriors blog you can check out. You can search for posts on Romans 13, or you can find a post I wrote called What the Bible Says About Authority. So moving on in Ecclesiastes 8, verse 3 tells us that we should obey our authorities even when it's something we don't want to do. We shouldn't rush to leave their presence and not have anything to do with them, but we should make sure we are following their orders and be ready to do everything they ask of us. We are serving for the authority's pleasure, not our own. And verse 4 echoes that idea, reminding us that the authorities over us don't have to answer to us. They may respect us enough to hear our opinion, but it is ultimately up to them and not us. So verses 5 through 7 tell us that we would be wise to do what the authority wants at the right timing and in the right way. We don't necessarily know the whole picture of what's going on, so we can't know the full purpose of what we may be asked to do. Sure, I could question the actions of the President of the United States, but I really don't know a lot about what's going on with all the intricate details of our government, so I don't have the full picture of the situation.
Right, and you know, it seems so many people just want to question that. And so some of you out there, you know me pretty well. Some of you may be going, well, Jason, you seem to question a lot. Well, no. I don't question with under the umbrella of the authority they've been given within the U.S. Constitution. And not at all. They have an authority for sure. And so, friends, once they start working outside that authority, though, well, even I think some of the disciples said that we need to serve God rather than men. And so it gets dicey. I understand that. But that's why we do these kinds of studies, and that's why we kind of look at it, right?
Right. And exactly. Remember that this section was talking about obeying a king, mm-hmm. because that's where Israel was at in this time frame. You know, it's very likely that Ecclesiastes was written by Solomon, who was, you know, the king.
A king.
So naturally, he's like, well, sure, obey the king, because that was him. But so, you know, we are in a different society today. So not everything that's written here, you know, of course, applies directly, exactly to our society here in the United States in 2020, like it did in the nation of Israel that was a monarchy in the 9th century BC.
Right.
A little bit different going on here.
Right.
But there
but
are.
But it yeah. still applies.
Yeah.
It still fits. You know, friends,
oh,
a
definitely.
Lot of times, you know, we here at Worldviewers, we hear from people out there, well, I'm a New Testament Christian. We hear that sometimes, and Kitty's going, where are you going, Jason? Well,
I know where you're going.
It's not that big of a rabbit trail. I mean, friends, the New Testament wouldn't exist without the Old Testament.
Exactly.
So if you say you're a New Testament Christian, well, like it or not, you need to be an Old Testament Christian, too.
Yeah, the New Testament's
right?
kind of pointless without the Old Testament. I mean, if you didn't have the Old Testament, then it would just be, you know, the Testament.
Like, exactly.
There wouldn't be a new if there wasn't an old, you know?
Right. And so, you know, we're not going to get in that too much, but Katie, let's continue on with verse 8.
All right. So Ecclesiastes 8, verse 8 reminds us that as humans, none of us are really in control, even those in authority positions. Just like we can't contain the wind, we can't know, for example, when someone will die. You know, so this analogy of obeying the king, it also shows us how to obey God. We don't know anywhere near the whole picture that God knows. You know, his knowledge is infinite. He knows the entire past, everything that's going on in the present, the future of our time, and he is even beyond time. There is no way we can compare with that. Even the smartest human who has ever lived has zero knowledge of the future, and we only know what has been recorded from the past. We can't even know everything that is happening in the present time when we are actually living. But God knows all of that.
And I want to just stop you there, friends. Well, Katie, my friends, too. But here's the thing. Just listen to that again. Katie shared, his knowledge is infinite, and he knows the entire past, present, and future of our time. And then she said a really big idea. And even beyond time. Just let that roll around your brain there. Wrestle with it if you don't mind. Simply because, friends, before there was time, there was no time.
But there was God.
Right. And so just think about that, friends. I'm going to play a fast cast here. We're going to continue on understanding just God's vastness. I'm telling you, friends, he is an amazing, amazing God. He is Almighty God. And this is Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason Dzurek.
It seems many people these days just want change for change's sake. But something a lot of people who think like that don't seem to realize is that if you get rid of something, something else is going to take its place, even if you don't like it. So be careful what you wish for. Unfortunately, we see many people wanting to come up with, well, new and fresh ideas that really aren't that new and fresh at all. Many times they're just recycled thought put into a different, more palatable package in order to make us think that it's something new and fresh. But it is not, because there's nothing new under the sun. Friends, Ecclesiastes 1:9 warns us of this way of thinking. What has been will be again. What has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun. It's found in Ecclesiastes 1:9.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason Dzurek.
If you know that you have heard from God correctly, when the naysayers come and tell you ridiculous things like, if it was God's will, it wouldn't be this hard. If you know you've heard from God correctly,
try harder. Let your actions speak louder than their negative and uninspiring words. Grow, mature, and become complete, not lacking anything. Again, when you know the direction that God has called you, obey Him and ignore all the noise around you. Ignore it. Friends, this is one reason why we need to be in the Word of God, so we know His truth and obey. Babe Ruth said, "It's hard to beat a person who never gives up."
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. Again, that's worldviewwarriors.org, our parent ministry. Before we get back into what we're talking about with Ecclesiastes, Katie, on Saturday, October 17th, we have an event coming to Findlay, Ohio that we're putting on. And, well, what is it?
It is the Here I Stand Apologetics Conference. And it will be happening, like Jason said, Saturday, October 17th, 2020, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., held at the Christian Ministry Center in Findlay, Ohio.
Absolutely. And again, it's a free event.
It is. It's free, but you do have to register ahead of time.
Yep, and you need that ticket to get in.
Yep.
So that we know for sure that we have enough room.
Yeah, because we have limited seating. So that's the only reason we're asking for registrations and all that, just because we are limited to our space, because we want to keep it a more intimate gathering where, you know, we can interact with everybody who's there. We're not like big speakers up on a stage that are unapproachable and all that.
Right.
So.
And friends, just so you're aware, I mean, it for those of you who may be thinking, you know, about a conference, this is like a conference you've never been to before, simply because this is much more discipleship driven. Meaning it's not, you know, like Katie just said, I mean, it's not this big outreach thing and this, you know, there's going to be hundreds of people there. No, there will be no more than 50 attendees. Okay, that's it. Simply because we want to be able to get to you. We want you to be able to get to us, have conversations, and you be able to challenge us if you want to, or just us be able to go, now, why do you think that way? And we can talk about it. So, again, the Here I Stand Apologetics Conference, Saturday, October 17th, 2020, again at the Findlay Christian Ministry Center. Is that what it's called?
Something like that, yeah. I think it's like the Wilkins Center for Christian Ministry or something like that.
Awesome. Again, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. is when that'll be. You can find it at worldviewwarriors.org. Worldviewwarriors.org is where you can find a place to register. You click the events tab, it'll take you to a poster there, and you click that, and you can go register for this event. I already have some people registered, so we're excited for them who are coming. Again, no more than 50 attendees will be able to come. So you might want to jump in on this if you're able. Again, it's in October, so we're thinking by then everything should be back to as normal as possible. We're hoping, and we'll see. So again, in Findlay, Ohio, though, the Here I Stand Apologetics Conference, Saturday, October 17th. You can find more information at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Now, Katie, let's continue on with Ecclesiastes 8, 2 through 10. Just a bit, you had shared a little bit regarding, I think it was like an analogy of obeying, right?
Yeah, we were talking about how, so the teacher in Ecclesiastes 8 is talking about obeying a king. And, you know, we want to obey the authorities over us because it honors God when we do so. You know, and this analogy of obeying the king shows us how to obey God. Because, you know, we don't know everything that a king or an authority is doing, so we shouldn't be telling them how to do their job. Just like, you know, we don't know everything that God knows. We don't even know a small fraction of everything that God knows.
Right.
And so we shouldn't be telling him how to do his job either. So because of God's vast knowledge, you know, he knows the past, the present, the future, beyond time, all of that, we should always obey him as our supreme authority. You know, we may think we know better than him at times, but we never really do. He ultimately knows what will happen in the future, so we should trust his guidance. He may tell us to do things that we don't want to do, but because he is a loving God, we should trust that he does have our best interests in mind at all times.
You know, and with that, I just want to encourage each listener, because what Katie's sharing there, I mean, I think most of us who are believers in Jesus are going, well, yeah, that makes sense. That he does know. Well, now, friends, you know, I really challenge people, including myself, to take a good look in the mirror, simply because if that's true, that we all pretty much agree that God does have the best plan, he knows the best way, then why are we sinning? It's so dumb. Friends, we all know that God, again, I'm talking about followers of Jesus. I'm not, if there's some of you who are atheists who are tuning in, you know what? I know that you've got a different set of looking at things, a different mindset. I get it. But those of us who are followers of Jesus, if we know his plan is the best, why are we wasting time on our plan? That is, again, it's just dumb. It's foolish. I mean, I think that's what the writer of Ecclesiastes is trying to kind of get across of, you know, my way is meaningless. It's dumb. You know, what do you think, Katie?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what he's saying here. So basically that we should obey our, I mean, he's specifically talking about obeying authorities. But, you know, we can apply this to following God as well, of course, you know.
Right.
And that's, you know, because even if we know what's best for us, knowing it and doing it are two very different things.
Mm, yes.
So Ecclesiastes 8, verse 9 continues, "All this I saw as I applied my mind to everything done under the sun. There is a time when a man lords it over others to his own hurt." So when someone lords it over others and exercises his authority to the detriment of others, that will ultimately hurt himself. If you are in any kind of authority over others, acting wrongly toward them will end up hurting yourself. If you don't trust in and follow the ultimate authority of God, then you will likely end up acting selfishly, which will come back and bite you in some way. The only way to fully rule in a just manner is to follow God's ways and not our own.
100%. That's so true. Friends, if you want to keep digging into this, again, Katie is going through the entire book of Ecclesiastes this year. Again, I think 2020, it's the book year of Ecclesiastes.
Well, fortunately, if it makes you feel better, I'm done writing on Ecclesiastes in July. So maybe things will get better after that.
That means everything gets better.
Right? Yeah.
So with that, friends, again, we want to encourage you, find her writings. It'll be at worldviewwarriors.org. You click that blog tab every Monday morning, 6 a.m. There's always something there. And I can say that confidently. How many years have you been writing? Eight and a half. Okay.
Yeah.
So friends, for literally for the last 8.5 years, there's been something there on Monday at 6. And you know what, Katie? We have a milestone coming up, don't we?
We do. Yeah. Coming up soon. We don't know the exact date yet, but pretty soon we are going to reach post number 2000 of our Worldview Warriors blog. Now, that's, of course, everybody who writes for us or has written for us, you know, in the last, I don't know, like 13 years or 12 years, whatever we've had this blog.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think I'm at like 450-something posts. I crossed that recently. But 2,000 blog posts.
That's pretty exciting.
It's pretty cool. It really is.
And, friends, the reason I asked Katie to just share that is because I want you to know, the listener, those who are the readers of that blog, look, we would have quit long ago if we knew people weren't reading it. So I think Katie wouldn't mind thanking you. We want to thank you. I mean, thank you for trusting in us enough to write these blog posts and you go read them and interact. And some of you just are there, you know. Oh, what's the word?
Lurking.
Thank you.
But yes, that's okay. If you read it, that's what counts.
But again, with this blog, again, not only are we reaching people in the United States, but Russia. We're reaching people in Vietnam, reaching people in South Africa, in England. I mean, all over the place. It's just amazing. And we're very thankful for all of you who come to those posts, simply because, again, we're taking time to write them. And it's just nice knowing there are people there who are not just reading them, but sharing them with your friends, sharing and letting people know. And Katie has some even more up-to-date information.
Yeah, so I actually just looked at our blog right now. Sweet. And, you know, we have people reading our blog from the United Arab Emirates.
That's amazing.
Isn't that cool?
Yes.
We've got people in France, people in Hong Kong, people in Germany and Poland.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool when you think about it. I mean, there's not a ton of them, but you know what? Just that people in those countries are looking at our blog.
Yeah, finding
it's pretty fantastic.
Yeah, it's amazing. And again, friends, we're sharing that not because we're going, hey, look at us. We're sharing that so you know what you're a part of. Because, friends, God is just good. The internet really is an amazing thing. I mean, when we started this ministry back in 2006, yeah, you heard that right. 2006, I went full-time with the ministry in 2007. I got to be bluntly honest. Katie was in an office just down the hall. I think it's safe to say neither one of us thought Worldview Warriors was going to become what it's become.
I didn't even know what Worldview was when I started working there.
Right. So it's really cool. I mean, well, meaning just God is so good. So again, we thank you. Again, find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Is we keep moving up to the top of the hour here. Katie, let's finish off with the Ecclesiastes, and then maybe we can share a little bit more about your book later, too.
All right. So Ecclesiastes 8, verse 10 concludes our little section for tonight. It says, "Then, too, I saw the wicked buried, those who used to come and go from the holy place and receive praise in the city where they did this. This, too, is meaningless."
Ha!
So, yeah, I know, right?
Again.
Meaningless. It's all over the place in this book. So even wicked and oppressive rulers would often receive lavish funerals, even being honored in their death. Now, this does not give a good example to the people, however, as it shows them that they may still be honored and praised even for wicked actions. So, some questions for you to think about. How do you relate to the authority figures in your life? Now, authorities in your life may be your parents, teachers, supervisors at work, or even those holding government offices that, you know, you may not know well on a personal level, but they are still an authority over you. Do you honor God by honoring the authorities in your life? Do you respect authorities, realizing that they know more of the big picture than you do? Give God the glory and honor by honoring his authority most of all, and also by honoring the people he has placed in authority over your life.
With that, friends, just consider that tonight. And again, looking at Ecclesiastes 8, 2 through 10, you can find this post in its entirety at worldviewwarriors.org. You click that blog tab, and it was released actually on Monday, May 11th, 2020, the year of Ecclesiastes.
Apparently.
I think we're going to start calling it that. Because it sure feels like that some days.
Right.
But friends, again, this is Do Not Keep Silent. I want to remind you, too, just starting a new section for our, well, our program here. It's called Spreading the Hope. I'd like you to share with me. Write me, Jason, at worldviewwarriors.org. That's Jason at worldviewwarriors.org. You can email me there. Maybe you've had the COVID-19 or you know someone who's had it and you've recovered or they've recovered. I would love to interview people who've recovered from this because, friends, we need to, well, I'm just going to say it. We need to be spreading hope. It's time to stop always hearing negative things. I think it's time for us to actually hear good, positive things of what's been going on. I mean, Katie, wouldn't that encourage you?
That would be great. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like good, positive things.
Yeah, me too. So again, you can write me, Jason, at worldviewwarriors.org. That's Jason at worldviewwarriors.org. Also, friends, if you are on Facebook, you can message me personally, Jason Dezurik, D-E-Z-U-R-I-K. You can message me right there, or you can message us on Facebook at our Do Not Keep Silent Facebook page. Again, that's Do Not Keep Silent. You can message us there as well. As we continue on here, got a quick fast cast for you to consider, and then we'll wrap up the program in just a bit.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fast Cast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason Dezurik.
I have been blessed to have worked with students and parents since 1995. I've heard teachers, youth pastors, and many others who have worked with students proclaim the following phrase: parents are such a problem. To that I would say, no they're not. Friends, it has been such a blessing for my wife and me to work with students and families since 1996 together, and as of this FastCast, we've also been blessed to have 6 children of our own. I can assure you that youth work is not only faith work, but family work as well. If God has indeed put parents over the children that he has given to them, then as someone who works with students, you must be okay when a parent decides to do something regarding their child that you disagree with, and might even go against biblical teaching. These children are not your children. They have been given to their parents by Almighty God. Friends, to find out more about this, I encourage you to find our blog post titled, Parents Are Not the Problem.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. As we get out of here, Katie, I'm going to give you the last word, something you released here very recently.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Just want to talk about my new book that is just out. It is called God is Good, Reflections on the Book of Judges. And you can find it through our website, worldviewwarriors.org. And it's available in both Kindle and paperback versions. You can take your pick. And I just want to talk a little bit about what it's about. So it's a look at the entire book of Judges, just broken up into little sections, and it would be great for a devotional resource. Each chapter is maybe like 3-4 pages long. Mm-hmm. They're pretty short and sweet. And so you can, you know, read that with your, you know, morning devotional time. It gives you some scripture, you know, what's going on in the historical context of the actual people of Israel in the book of Judges. But then with each passage, I also try and relate it to our lives today. Because the book of Judges, you know, while it is an Old Testament book that occurred, you know, a few thousand years ago, it does still relate to today, because the God of the book of Judges is still the same God that we are following today. So all of the things that happened with the people of Israel, you know, the victories they had when they trusted in God, and the sins they committed when they fell away from him, and just that cycle that they kept going through, of falling away from God and then crying out to him and saying, God, we're so sorry, and then God forgiving them and all that. It all applies to our lives today. So I encourage you to check it out. God is Good, Reflections on the Book of Judges by me, Katie Erickson.
Absolutely. Again, you can find that at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Links there for Kindle and paperback and all that other good stuff. Our other resources are available there too. And this is Do Not Keep Silent. We'll see you next time.
Be made new in Jesus Christ.
I won't play your games. Just let me be.
Find us online
at donotkeepsilent.com.